Mirtha Abraham's home in Haiti was destroyed in the 2010 earthquake. She's been living in Hollywood for 7 years under TPS. She works as a housekeeper at the Diplomat Hotel and says her American daughter is doing well in school here.
We are a hardworking family. Some of us 26 years in the country we work. We have house, we have car, we have our bills, we pay taxes. Our kids go to school. We don't want to deport to go back to their country. Some kids, they don't know what the country looks like.
Abraham says she sends money back to her mom in Haiti, who is living in a tent. Her house was destroyed last year by Hurricane Matthew. Three local chapters of the Hospitality Union Unite Here came together for the march, one from Miami and two from Orlando. They're hotel housekeepers, food service workers, and airline food caterers. Rachel Gumpert is the union spokesperson.
We represent tens of thousands of workers who are on TPS, and we're out here today to take it to Donald Trump as he's vacationing with his family, celebrating the holidays at Mar-a-Lago, and let him know that we will not stand silently as he breaks apart 50,000 Haitian American families.
Gumpert says the union is going to lobby Congress to find a permanent solution for those with temporary status, one that doesn't end in deportation. I'm Peter Hayden in West Palm Beach.